just for women. Listen to Mrs. Waite speak from her heart to your need. Pause a moment and care. Just for Women is an unusual broadcast for women in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Yvonne Waite deals biblically with the many issues facing women today. The Bible tells the older women to speak the things which become sound doctrine, and teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the Word of God be not blasphemed. Listen now to Mrs. Waite speaking just for women.
Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. This is Psalm 32. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. When I kept silent, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer. Selah, I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Selah. For this shall every one that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come nigh unto him. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Be ye not as a horse or as a mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. That was the Psalm of David. It was a poem of contemplation, or a song of contemplation, Psalm 32. We are reading from the Daily Bible Blessings, from my Daily Bible Reading. It's a devotional book that I wrote. It's not only a devotional book, it's also sort of a book of instruction that can help us understand the reading that we're doing. Today, the reading in today's is found in Psalm 126:7 to Psalm 32:9. If we read 85 verses a day, you can finish the Bible in 1 year. And I took one blessing from all that reading and wrote about it during a certain year. This blessing is Psalm 32:8. It says, I will guide thee with mine eye. As we begin this blessing, we are struck with the fact that of today's Psalms, of all of today's Psalms, the ones from the 26th chapter of Psalm to the 32nd, are written by David. What a songwriter he was. The Jewish people were singers. They sang psalms like you and I sing the hymns of the faith. In fact, for years, even Christians sang hymns at home as well as in the church. It may have been Isaac Watts who dared to put words to music which were different from the psalms for church worship. Reread what the Lord said to David concerning his instructions. Look in Psalm 32:8. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Let's read it again. We read it when we were reading the Psalms, this particular Psalm 32, but I want to read it again. I will instruct thee and teach thee, this is God talking, in the way thou shalt go. Now he was talking to David, of course. David wrote this poem. But he, if you know Jesus Christ, he's talking to you now. I will guide thee with mine eye. Where do you and I receive such holy instruction? The guidance of God. The answer is in the words of God. The beauty of having the Lord as our instructor is that he follows up on his teaching. The Holy Spirit works in the believer's heart, teaching and pointing to the right path. God's eye is upon us. We cannot hide from him. He knows everything we do or say. Sometimes we forget this. You know, sometimes there's altar calls in churches, and people go forward for whatever the need is in their heart. Sometimes it's for salvation. If it's salvation, for salvation, usually someone speaks to the person. But you and I might have a great need, and we might find ourselves up there at what they call the altar, which is really just the platform. And sometimes no one talks to us. No one cares. It appears they don't care. It appears that all they want is to be able to go home and say, 5 people came to the altar, quote unquote, or 35 people came. But what did those people come for? And did anyone talk to them? But God's eye is upon us, who know the Christ. He knows everything we do or say. And sometimes we forget this. We had a friend named Bob. He had a good father. When Bob did something wrong, his father would give him the eye. That look was all Bob needed to shape up and do right. One time Bob was misbehaving. His father came into the room. Bob looked at his dad and said, Bob said, "Don't eye me, Daddy." This is what our Heavenly Father does to us who know His Son is Savior. When we're doing something bad, He eyes us. The psalm says, "I will guide thee with mine eye." Now look at Psalm 27, verse 1. "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" With the eye of the Lord eyeing us, why should we be afraid? The truth is that we often are afraid. Jesus is the light of the world. We should never be in the dark. When we stay in that light, we have fellowship with the Lord and with other believers. That light is our salvation. He is our strength. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. That's found in Psalm 27:14. Now these psalms that I tell you about, they're in the reading. In this reading we read all those psalms during this reading, but I couldn't read them to you because I don't have enough time. Sometimes we rush into things. Do you ever rush into things? We want things done now. We do not wait for the light to lead the way. We stumble in the darkness. God not only wants us to wait, but to wait on the Lord. There's a big difference. There's a big difference how you and for whom you wait. While waiting, have courage. What is courage? Courage is not having the strength to go on. It is going on when you don't have the strength. Teddy Roosevelt said that, and it's very good. I wrote it down. Courage is not having the strength to go on. It is going on when you don't have the strength. As we develop courage, we are strengthened. Psalm 28:7 says, "Tell us concerning David and the Lord." Tell us that the Lord was his strength. That's what David said. Strengthen themselves in the Lord. How do you suppose they did that in those times of David? I imagine the same way you and I would do it. They probably meditated on the law of the Lord. We would call that the Word of God. Perhaps they sought out a prophet. Maybe you talked to a pastor or another Christian person. They prayed to the Lord God. And that's what we do when we know the Lord. Some spread out their prayers on the tabernacle floor or the temple floor. Some prayed publicly. Some wept, confessing their sins. But David waited on the Lord, and you and I should wait on the Lord. We're in such hurries. We're on such time schedules. Just wait on the Lord. You and I can strengthen ourselves spiritually in the same way. If you want to increase your arm strength, what do? You exercise. Soon they become stronger, those arms of yours. If you want to have stronger legs to climb the stairs, you don't take the elevator. You climb the stairs. Soon you have strong leg muscles, and stair climbing is easy. We live in a fairly big house. I think it's a big house until I go in a bigger one. And we have 3 floors. And I used to be able to go from the basement, doing the wash, all the way up to the 3rd floor, where the boys stayed, and take up their laundry and things and take care of them up there. I can't do all 3 floors anymore. I've let my legs become lazy, I guess. But I try to take the floors, the steps, because it's good for me. It's my daily exercise. Sometimes it's hard for me. Harder, depends. And other days, I can just walk down those stairs easily. I am training my legs. Some people will not live in a house that has stairs, older people like I am. but I take it as a challenge. When I was younger and had the children, I wished I didn't have so many stairs. I wished I could move. But now that I'm older, I praise God for each step. And another thing, as long as I'm off the subject, that I do with the stairs, if I have a special person to pray for, like my sister or my mother, father, I would pray when I walked up and down the stairs for that particular request and those people. And it was very strange to me when the last person died that I prayed for when I walked the steps, because I couldn't pray for them anymore. You know, you should pray. I'm really off the subject, but not really. We should pray for those we love, because it's a privilege, and it comforts us as well as they, The world is in a rush. We are dashing about all the time. No wonder our courage is small. No wonder our spiritual strength is weak. And I speak this to myself too. The Lord will strengthen. The Lord will give strength unto his people. Psalm 29:11. The Christian finds strength in the words of God. He finds courage in prayer. He finds comfort in fellowshipping with other believers. The psalmist continues in Psalm 31:24. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Find a hiding place and learn to sing. I'm going to try to sing a song to you, and I don't have it in front of me. We'll see how much I remember it. I have found a hiding place when sore distress, Jesus, Rock of Ages, cleft for me. In a weary land, he often gives me rest. Such a Savior is my life to me. Jesus, Rock of Ages, let me hide in thee. Jesus, Rose of Sharon, sweet thou art to me. Lily of the valley, bright and morning star, fairest of 10,000 to my soul. When I started that song, I wasn't sure I could remember the words, so I did pretty good, except I made up a few. But Jesus, Rock of Ages. Oh, let me sing that again. This used to be one of my favorite songs. Jesus, Rock of Ages, let me hide in thee. Jesus, Rose of Sharon, sweet thou art to me. Lily of the valley, bright and morning star, fairest of 10,000 to my soul. Well, that worked out just fine. We got to sing the song, and now the theme, but remember this. Remember this. The unknown is not unknown to God. Do you know Jesus as your Savior?
You have been listening to Just for Women with Yvonne Waite, sponsored by the Bible for Today Baptist Church in Collingswood, New Jersey. We invite you to visit our church Sundays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. If you need more information about our church, our broadcast, or our Savior, please call us toll-free, 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Email bft@biblefortoday.org. The organist and pianist is Mr. Dick Carroll. Your announcer has been Dr. D.A. Waite, pastor of the Bible for Today Baptist Church. We invite all you ladies to join us next week, same time, same station, to hear Yvonne Waite and Just for Women.
I'm under God's care. Are you?